The E-Commerce Uncovered podcast is a behind-the-scenes look at what makes e-commerce a success in today's ever-growing and continually changing online world. The podcasts look to uncover the secrets of e-commerce success so you can learn and apply to your own online business. Brought to you by the co-founders of Core Fulfillment, one of the UK's leading e-commerce fulfillment providers, Paul Burns and Jeremy Vernon.
Hi, Jeremy Vernon here, and welcome once again to another episode of E-Commerce Uncovered podcast. Today, I'd just like to bring you a quick tip on improving your returns process, something which we have been using for a while. I don't think that many retailers use it. I certainly don't see it a lot. There are people using it, and I think it's a great service to use. Very quick to set up, very simple to use. Certainly free to set up as well. Obviously, you pay for the actual products being returned, but other than that, it's actually a free service to set up and have for your customers to use. What I'm talking about is Royal Mail Tracked Returns. It's a great way of making things very simple for your customer to return a product to you. It's not suitable to everybody. There are a couple of conditions where it wouldn't work. So it's only for UK-based returns, so this doesn't cover any form of international returns, so you'd have to find another solution for that. And there are restrictions to the weights and size of the products and items that can be sent through this service, but nothing unreasonable. I'll come into the sort of detail of what those are a little bit later. I just really wanted to, it's a really short, snappy one this week. I just really wanted to give you this this top tip of what we see as a really good way of making that returns process easier and more convenient for your customers. So one of the things I wanted to talk about this is we see various approaches to how to deal with returns now. We work with lots and lots of retailers, and each retailer has their own way of managing their returns, and we sort of try and fit in with that. And obviously, we see other sort of approaches from other businesses online as well. That ranges from pretty much no information at all about returns, trying to make it very difficult for a customer to return a product at all. I really wouldn't recommend this at all. There's a real big link between returning customers and how easy it is to return, because obviously one bad experience could put a customer off using you in the future. So returns obviously is a big part of that customer experience, so having nothing at all or making it very difficult really probably isn't an approach I would really recommend. And then obviously the flip side to that is a real sort of chapter and verse, 101 different ways how you can return your item, which probably is going completely the other way and making it far too complicated for customers to really understand a process to return a product. Now, that product may be the wrong size, they may have bought the wrong product, it obviously could be damaged, or it could be a change of mind, and obviously they can return these products on all of those different reasons. Not going into the sort of detail of why people would return products, it's more the how people can return to you as a retailer and how you can make that very simple. And also, this can be integrated into your website. It can be a slip in the actual product that you send out, or a link to your returns page on your shipping label, something like that, to make it very simple. So the person that opens that package really understands that should they need to return that product, this is how you do it, and it's a very simple process to do that. The actual portal with the returns, you can find, if you actually go on online and have a look at it, you can find it. If you look, put into royalmail.com/track-my-return, this is the returns portal that your customer would land on. This is where you would link them to if it's from your website, for example. And you come up with a Royal Mail branded page, and obviously it just sort of says print a returns label. What you then can do is you can search for the retailer that has got this portal set up. So if you're using this, your customer would put in your company name, and then your branded returns portal would then be shown on the Royal Mail site. So I'll just go through this in a little bit more detail, certainly the benefits of this in a little bit more detail. Why would you do this? Well, first and foremost, it's very simple. Royal Mail obviously have spent some time putting this together. It's quite a simple process. It's pretty much a three-step process. One, you get onto the page, you search for the retailer, you then create and print the label, then you take the product to your local service point or post office that's obviously Royal Mail ran. So it's very simple. Obviously, if a customer is returning a product, then they're likely to going to have to drop it off at a shop, return it to a bricks and mortar store, or alternatively somewhere else. And obviously, it could be a post office. If they're posting it under their own motivation and send it back themselves, then they would do something very similar anyway. But the thing here is, obviously, you're giving them the link to do it, very clear instructions of how to do it. And obviously, the biggest thing is you will be paying for this return on your customer's behalf. There's certain scenarios where you may choose, where you may not choose to pay for the return. And there's obviously certain scenarios where you have to pay for that return at a retailer paid cost. But really, this is designed of you providing convenience to your customer and always that you're paying for it. So this really is where you want to provide that higher, more value-added level of customer service for returns purposes. The benefits of this, as I say, very simple three-step process. So very simple to follow, and obviously customers can do it in their own time. It's all tracked. This is working on the two main track services that Royal Mail have. So the Royal Mail 24 tracked and Royal Mail 48 tracked. So you can have a standard service using the 48, or you can have more of an express service with the Royal Mail 24. So it's all tracked. So for peace of mind for both you and your customer, once they've dropped this off at the post office, they will get a proof of postage. And obviously the normal tracking reference they would get from any post office tracking service, they obviously then can track that through the process and can see that through to being delivered back to you. As I mentioned, it's a paid for returns process. So your customer is not paying anything here. All they're doing is following a process. They're not having to shell out any money. Obviously, if they're returning an item and you're paying for it, that's a real positive thing for a retailer to do. You wouldn't necessarily in all scenarios, not all retailers would do it. I fully understand that. But again, it's another free returns is another real value thing for online retailers to provide. And it's great customer service for doing that. As I mentioned, it's UK returns only, so we can't deal with international returns with this. So you'll have to find another solution for that. Your customer will get an email confirmation and receipt. So if they do it online, they have to provide their address. That address is provided in case there's a problem getting that product to the retailer. So for whatever reason, if there's a problem, it gets returned to sender. Obviously, they're taking it into a post office. So that sender details are collected at the point of actually processing this return. And your customer would get that email confirmation to say, yeah, we've got it. Here it is. Here's the tracking. And then obviously, ultimately, yes, the retailer has confirmed safe receipt of that return. The other big sort of benefit for you as a retailer is that the portal can be branded with your logo and some details about how your returns process works. So once the customer goes onto the main portal at Track My Return, they would search for your company name. That would then bring up your company portal. That would have a logo so your customer knows they're in the right place. You can then tailor a little bit about how the returns process would work for you. So for example, you may have an order reference on a particular piece of paper in the parcel or a particular location on the shipping label, for example. So you can point your customer to what reference they need to be putting onto this return. So an order reference or an RMA reference, something like that. In terms of the actual products that can be sort of sent via this method, and it's very similar to the sort of dims and weights that you can use Royal Mail for sending products out. So it's any item under 20 kilograms in weight. So that will cover a huge amount of products. So obviously everything from clothing, gadgets, but really things larger, heavier things. So certainly furniture, other things like that, this isn't going to work. But up to 20 kilograms really does cover a huge amount of product. And in terms of the dimensions of the box that you need to have it in is 61, 46, 46 centimeters. So 61 being the longest length, 46 centimetres in height, 46 centimetres in depth. So a reasonable size, much, much bigger than a shoebox. So again, a reasonable size. You can also send tubes. So it's either boxes or tubes. And tubes, I think, has to be maximum length of around 90 centimetres. But I guess things like posters or large scale prints or things like that, you could do that way as well. But just to say, you know, this will cover a huge amount of products that you can send through this. You'll obviously get a link, you can provide a link to your particular portal. So once you've set that up with Romel, and I'll come to that in a second of how you actually do that. Once you've set that up, you will have a unique link to your branded portal page. And it will obviously be part of the overall Track My Returns page that you go to with Royal Mail, but you will get for your particular portal, you'll get a unique link. So on your website where you're talking about returns, so where you've got your returns page, you can easily say, so if someone buys from you, they go jump onto your website. It's actually, do you know how do I return this product? One area you can do that is obviously on your return section, and you then can link back to the Royal Mail portal. And the sort of address that you'd have is something a little like royalmail.com/track-my-return/create/ and then probably four digits, so 1234. It's the 1234 that is your unique code. That's your store. Obviously, your store number would be different to that, but that is your unique reference. So every time you can give a customer, whether it's in emails, whether it's on your website, you can send that to your customer, and that will then go straight to your branded tracked returns page. So they're there straight away and can get going with that return. Again, just another quick sort of solution to get your customers on there and getting that return done in the easiest and simplest possible way. Printing shipping labels can cause, obviously, the problem. Not everybody necessarily has a printer at home. Most people probably will have some way of printing something. So if they do have access to a printer, they can print a generated label that's generated via the site. And it's a typical 6x4 style returns label, as you would see as the product comes to you. They can print that on just normal paper at home or in the office, and then attach that to the product and then take that product through to a post office. If the customer doesn't have access to printing, then Royal Mail have quite a clever solution for that as well, which is great. And they call that Labels to Go. So anyone without a printer, what they would do, they go through exactly the same process, but instead of actually physically printing the label at that point in time, they would just send an email. You get this email anyway, but you would get sent an email to the email address that you use for this whole process. And that comes with a QR code. Now that QR code basically is obviously then capturing all of the returns information, who you're sending it to, etc., etc. So that QR code, then you can send that email to an email address on your mobile phone. You then take that to your local post office, you scan the QR code, and they then print the label for you. And obviously you print it on a sticky 6x4 shipping label that can be applied to the return there and then in the post office, hand it over, and then the returns process starts. So even if you don't obviously have printing facilities at home or in the office or access to it, you can still do this, which has obviously been sort of the biggest headache of printing stuff at home, or certainly printing stuff in offices. So really the sort of QR code solution has made that very, very simple. There are, I believe, about 1,200 drop-off points that customers can use, so plenty of options. Most towns will have one or two, and it just is a very simple and convenient process for your customers to do those returns. So that's it, really. I just really wanted to go through that because we use this a lot and get some great feedback from it, and it's obviously something Royal Mail have done for some time. So that's it. It's just a top tip, really. So if you want to improve your returns process, I suggest that you set up a Royal Mail Tracks Returns portal. How to actually set it up? Very, very simple. If you currently have a Royal Mail account, you will need a current Royal Mail account to set this up. But if you have an account manager, you can contact your account manager and say, I'd like to try and get this set up. Or alternatively, you can contact Royal Mail direct. Now, I've got the email address here that you can actually contact. So if you want to try and set up this portal, you can send an email to tracked.returns@royalmail.com. Explain you'd like to set up the branded portal for your tracked returns. It's free to set up, as I've said. And once set up, say it's branded, got your logo, and you can send your customers there to process returns. I hope you found that tip useful. Just before I go, I would just like to ask a favor, really. If the content that we're providing in the podcast is helping you in any way, or you're enjoying it, if you can give us a little bit of love, that's probably what we're asking for here. That would be great. If depending on how you're subscribing, if you're on iTunes, if you could give us a positive review on iTunes, or if you're on Stitcher, if you could give us a positive review on Stitcher, that would really help us build our audience and obviously sort of continue with the podcast that we're doing. If you want to get in contact with us, if you've got any burning questions, or you've got anything you would like to hear us cover, or you've got any questions about what we do, you can get in contact with either Paul or myself at podcast@ecommerceuncovered.co.uk. We've also set up a new website for the podcast itself at ecommerceuncovered.co.uk. You can contact us via the site. You can obviously comment and also listen to the episodes, the previous episodes on there as well as iTunes and Stitcher. So just a big thank you for us, for anyone that is subscribing and listening to our content. It would be great to have some feedback, and any sort of feedback, positive or negative, would be great. What we do well, what we don't do well, and if you've got any sort of ideas of what we can do in the future episodes, that would be great. So thank you for tuning in, and we'll speak next time.